Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of Diagnosing a Killer, The Mental Breakdown. I'm Kowal.
And I'm Kenna. Whoa.
Some technical difficulties today, so bear with us.
Yeah.
We're using my computer, her microphone.
You know, we're gonna get our shit together at some point, but we couldn't not record for you guys, so we're here.
Literally couldn't find an adapter, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, it's just been a night, but we're here and we're excited.
Yes. You ready?
Yes. Well, I want to give everyone our handles if it's their first time here.
Okay.
And then we can get into your mental breakdown because I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
If you're new, we are on social media everywhere at Diagnosing a Killer. You can find us at X, which is at Killer Diagnosis. You can email us at diagnosingakiller@gmail.com. And then we do have the Patreon set up. If you are in our tier, any Patreon actually, you get this mental breakdown ad-free. Tiers 2, 3, and 4 will get ad-free every episode, and then tiers 3 and 4 will get that additional bonus episode at the end of each month that is coming up pretty soon. So just be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, I'm ready.
PayPal us, Venmo us, Cash App us, all at diagnosingakiller.com.
.com.
You ready?
Yes.
Today we are going to be talking about the Trevor Project.
Oh, finally. I feel like we always talk about this in passing.
Yes.
And if you know us, it's on every single one of our show notes, the number. I'm excited.
Yeah. Content warning. This episode discusses topics of suicide and the struggles of young queer youth. If this episode is not for you, we encourage you to check out another one of our episodes. Remember that your mental health comes first, and we love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. The Trevor Project is a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1998 after the short film titled Trevor's creators found out that there was no such thing as an organization that supported queer youth. Trevor is a short film about a 13-year-old boy who loves Diana Ross and has an affinity for the theater and stage. Yes, he's a thespian. He develops a crush on a fellow classmate, and when his diary is discovered, the whole school finds out that the boy isn't just quirky or different, but is in fact gay.
What?
Shock, awe. Trevor is then relentlessly bullied to the point to where he attempts to take his own life by overdose. Thankfully, the character survives, but the film is just that. It's a film. It can only serve as a reminder that real kids experience the same situation every day in the U.S. and all around the world.
Yeah, definitely.
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2022, suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people aged 10 to 14. The second leading cause, 10 to 14.
Holy shit.
And the third leading cause of death among 15 to 24-year-olds.
Ooh, I have the full body heaves. Ugh, I don't like that.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning, or LGBTQ+, young people are at significantly increased risk for suicidal thoughts and actions. LGBTQ+ youth people are more than four times as likely to attempt suicide than their peers, according to research reports by Johns in 2019 and 2020.
I mean, that it sucks to say, but that does make sense. Like, I can see how that would be, because not only are you potentially struggling with mental illness in general, but now you have all this extra backlash that you have to deal with as well.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a family that's not particularly okay with you being gay, or, you know, friends that give you, you know, shit about it, or people at school that bully you, you know, or whatever it is. You have all these outside factors, and then you pile a potential mental illness on top of that, just that the everyday person, the straight person might have as well. It can completely implode, which is horrible.
Yeah, and especially at that age, like, you're learning who you are as a young teen as well, and it's already tense, you know?
Add in as well that your brain is still actively developing.
Right. The Trevor Project estimates that more than 1.8 million LGBTQ plus youth, which is ages 13 to 24, seriously consider suicide each year in the U.S., and at least one attempts suicide every 45 seconds.
Holy gosh.
The Trevor Project's 2023 U.S. National Survey on Mental Health of LGBTQ young people found that 41% of LGBTQ plus young people seriously considered attempting suicide in the past year, including roughly half of transgender and non-binary youth. Although it is hard to produce specific numbers on how many kids actually struggle with gender identity and orientation due to sample size limitations, it is important to note that existing research has shown that the LGBTQIA2S+ community is impacted considerably by depression, mental health struggles, and suicidal thoughts and behaviors. Mm. Next, Benedict was a 17-year-old high schooler who was non-binary. They had struggled for the last year after they had come out to find acceptance among their peers, experiencing bullying often. On February 8th, 2024, Next took their own life by overdosing the day after a physical altercation between other students was in a bathroom regarding their gender identity. This was very recent. Mm-hmm. 17-year-old Leela Alcorn wrote in 2014, quote, "I have decided I have had enough. I'm never going to transition successfully, even when I move out. I'm never going to be happy with the way I look or sound. I'm never going to have enough friends to satisfy me. I'm never going to have enough love to satisfy me. I'm never going to find a man who loves me. I'm never going to be happy. Either I live the rest of my life as a lonely man who wishes he were a woman, or I live my life as a lonelier woman who hates herself. There is no winning. There is no way out. I'm sad enough already. I don't need my life to get any worse. People say it gets better, but that isn't true in my case. It gets worse. Each day I get worse. That's the gist of it. That's why I feel like killing myself. Sorry that's not good enough reason for you, but it's good enough for me," end quote. These are the last written words of Leela as she would take her own life that day, December 28th, 2014. This only being after her parents denied her access to gender-affirming care and sent her to a conversion camp.
Oh my god, that's gross. It's like, I don't know. It's just, like, these people are asking for help. Like, yeah. Get them the help that they need. Don't just say, oh, you're wrong. Like, we're gonna say that you can't do or say how you feel.
Yeah, they're kids. Kenneth Wishon was just 14 years old when he decided to take his life in his family's home. He had just come out as gay 1 month before and experienced relentless bullying in his small town of Sheldon, Iowa. Next, Leela and Kenneth were all bullied to death. And unfortunately, these cases of young people taking their own lives is not an uncommon occurrence. Brace yourself.
Okay.
Justin Auberg, age 15. Arson, age 17. Xenon Bartlett, age 16. Cody J. Barker, aged 17. Jaden Bell, age 15. Alexander Betts Jr., age 16. Asher Brown, age 13. Stockton Dusan, age 17. Nova Dunn, aged 14. Mafo Faladenjwa, age 14. Faoud, aged 17. Elias Fritchley, aged 12. Riley Hadley, aged 12. Corey Hall, aged 14. Jaheim Herrera, aged 11. Jay Jones, aged 17. Onyx John, aged 13. Phyllis Joy, aged 16. Hayden Keenan Olson, aged 14. Zachary Kirscher, aged 15. Adam Kessler, aged 16. Lizzie Lowell, aged 14. Lucas Vermont Cloud, aged 13. Billy Lucas, aged 15. Xander Nicholas Mahaffey, aged 15. Michaela Miller, age 16. Tiro Malosi, aged 15. Eric Mahat, aged 17. Jamel Miles, aged 9. Pranshu, age 16. Josh Pacheco, aged 17. Philip Parker, aged 14.
Jesus.
Tristan Peterson, aged 12. Jack Reese, aged 17. Salvador Rios, aged 14. Jamie Rodemeyer, aged 14. Roshan, aged 15. Nigel Shelby, aged 15. Channing Smith, aged 16. Tigran, aged 17. Tyrone Unsworth, aged 13. Carl Joseph Walker, aged 11. Seth Walsh, aged 13. Cameron Warwick, aged 16. Carlos Vigil, aged 17. This is just a small example of the amount of young lives impacted by bullying and misunderstanding of the struggles of queer youth.
That, like, literally makes me nauseous.
This was, I mean, you know, since probably the early 2000s, but these are these names are simply just names that were scooped up by media. This isn't even just, you know, a full list.
That's honestly just so heartbreaking, like, to hear all of those names followed by their ages. And not for nothing, we lost our sister at 23, and I lost a very dear friend of mine at 21, and that was devastating.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them being 9, 11, 13, that young is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, Jamel Miles, 9. Like,
You don't even know about the world yet. And you know the shitty parts about the world.
Yeah.
Like,
that's all you probably know, honestly, is that this is what you think the rest of it, like, the rest of your life is.
Yeah.
And you can't see through to the other side.
That's so fucking horrible.
These are not rare occurrences, tragically, and there is a need for young people to feel accepted in such a strange and difficult time of their lives. It's hard enough being a teenager.
Yeah.
The Trevor Project funds its research and awareness through donations and provides 24/7 support for kids who are experiencing a lack of support or acceptance at home, at school, and among peers. Quote, the stated goals of the project are to provide crisis intervention and suicide prevention services for youth defined by the organization as people under 25, as well as to offer guidance and resources to parents and educators in order to foster safe, accepting, and inclusive environments for all youth at home, schools, and colleges, end quote.
I think that's really smart that they do under 25 as youth, because, again, brain development, we all know, like, the brain does not fully develop until you're 25. So if you're going to have comorbid anxieties or any other mental disorders or whatever it is, you know, hopefully that stuff can get resolved while the brain's actively developing, you know, not necessarily resolved, but at least opened up about and talked about.
Yeah, and we've definitely, you know, talked on the podcast before, the more you understand what's going on with you as far as, like, a mental illness or disorder, depression, any of that other stuff, the better your prognosis is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're already, you know, struggling with depression, anxiety, things like that, those things could also be treated. And, you know, at the same time, you're still figuring out who you are as a young person.
Yeah, it's like, take the weight off someone's shoulders that may be struggling with mental disorders, anxiety, even just anxiety. I feel like that's so common, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just take, if you can at least take the weight off of that, then it might make other things easier to come to terms with or figure out.
I think also just being young and queer and not having a sense of community, I think, is also maybe part of it. It's easy to be bullied, you know, because you don't feel like you're a part of hardly anything, but maybe in your early adult years, especially mid-adult years, late adult years, you'll be able to find that sense of community as well.
Right, and so, I think anybody, especially young developing minds, can benefit from being part of any organization, you know, whether it's sports or, you know, a community or something like that.
Yeah.
And that social support is really necessary and beneficial.
Research shows that acceptance from at least one adult can decrease the risk of LGBTQ youth attempting suicide by 40%.
Holy shit.
Just one adult. One adult that accepts a young person.
Yeah, one person that's not an asshole.
If you're interested in becoming a volunteer, the Trevor Project is always looking for supportive individuals who can provide crisis intervention and provide a safe space for those looking for patience and understanding. As I said, the Trevor Project works through your donations, and there are even fundraising opportunities to raise awareness through their website.
Oh.
So there's actually a link that you click, and then it'll take you to another, like, fundraising link where it says, like, fundraise solo or fundraise with a group or, you know, donate your time. Or some people do, like, fundraising for their birthday. They said, you know, don't buy me a gift, in lieu, you know, fundraise for Trevor Project, because they work completely off donations.
Yeah.
Trevor's space is also located on their website, and it is a community of international young people who lend support to other youths around the globe. Youths.
The two youths.
The two youths. Trained counselors are standing by to assist in talking, chatting, or texting with those who are contemplating suicide or feeling alone. Text START to 678-678 to message a counselor. Call 1-866-488-7386 to chat over the phone or chat at your computer at home. The Trevor Project has also created this quick close short key for those who do not feel safe at home at their computer.
Okay.
Like in a family room or something. So essentially what, like when you go to the website, either on your phone or on a PC, if you go to the PC, I think it's escape three times. If you tap escape three times, the window automatically closes, and I'm pretty sure it takes it out of your search history as well.
Hmm.
And I think on the mobile phone, it's tap your screen anywhere three times.
Yeah.
So it automatically closes so that, you know, your anonymity remains that. If you are reaching out and you maybe haven't come out to your family, but you're still struggling with these things internally,
yeah,
and you just want to do some research and educate yourself or reach out to someone within the community, you can, and you,
yeah,
can do so in a safe manner.
What a smart idea, too, because unfortunately, you know, like you've been saying, there's a lot of people that are in situations where it's not physically safe to identify a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, like, God forbid, you're in an abusive household, you hear someone coming. That's a smart mechanism so that that person remains safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether, you know, whoever comes in the room.
I agree. I think it's very, very well thought out, I think.
Yeah.
There are also links to resources such as information about the LGBTQ community, gender identity, and sexual orientation. If you're not ready to reach out but are looking for some kind of relief, the Trevor Project also has relaxation exercises to help clear your mind and calm you. There are featured stories of other LGBTQ youths reminding you that you are not alone and that others also feel similarly to the way that you're feeling. There are even style tips for those who are looking to express their authentic selves to the world.
Mm.
There are brands who are LGBTQ friendly. There are books, blogs, and tons more stuff on there. Remember that you are a part of a community here.
Yeah.
And you are absolutely not alone. There are people who love you and support you. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, like, my mindset is just like, don't be a fucking asshole. Like, people can do whatever the hell they want to do, and who are you to say, like, oh, you shouldn't do that or whatever,
yeah,
like, bring someone down. Like,
yeah,
just be nice, spread positivity. Go listen to Beyond the Rainbow, mm-hmm, the podcast, because...
Oh, yes. Love CJ.
CJ is just amazing, mm-hmm, and we will see her at the festival, I think. Again,
yeah, in,
right?
Denver, I think so, yeah.
And what was that catchy phrase that I love?
Oh, it's, be who you are unless you're an asshole, then be nice or something.
No, I think it's not a crime to be gay unless you're a murderer.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right, yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing that.
For
I like
sure.
Hearing about that.
This during Pride Month, absolutely, you know, reach out to someone, you know, your queer brethren, and yeah, this is like, for sure, it's my, I don't know how many years celebrating my orientation, probably like 3-4 being out now, so yeah, I just, you guys are totally safe with me. Reach out if you need to the Trevor Project, if that is something you're looking towards. Of course, if you have an emergency, always call 911.
Of course.
If you have an absolute emergency. But, you know, I just want everybody out there to know that you guys are safe with us, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And this show notes in every episode that we post, we always post the National Suicide Hotline Prevention Line and the Trevor Project,
yes,
numbers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want just a quick look into that,
mm-hmm,
you can go to our show notes and find those numbers as well.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, it's about time we talked about it. I mean, it's, mm-hmm, been in literally every one of our episodes,
yeah,
essentially.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys also at the Trevor Project for all you do. We,
yes,
really think that that's awesome what you guys do, and continue to do it. And anyone that wants to go ahead and donate and help them continue to,
yeah,
help people.
Or volunteer. I think the only requirements is that you're 18 and up, you live in the U.S. I want to say that you're... It's like a certain amount of dedicated time you're available,
mm-hmm,
during the week, but I think it's only maybe one shift for 3 hours. And,
yeah,
that's, I mean, but that can help so many people.
Absolutely.
I think they said on average for one shift, you help close to 100 people.
Wow, that's awesome.
Just either through communication, talking, or giving them resources that they can look in their local areas for. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Thanks.
We will see you guys on Thursday with another case, and then our Tier 3 and 4 Patreon members, just be looking out for that bonus episode coming out pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And get your tickets to the True Crime and Paranormal Podcast Festival. We want to see you guys so bad. We already have so many listeners coming to see us, which is exciting.
So excited.
And we're going to have our second year running.
Really cool exclusive merch for y'all as well. So,
we really are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Super excited. Okay, mm-hmm. We will see you guys next time.
Love you.
Bye.
Born and brewed in Southern California since 1963, The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has always been passionate about connecting loyal customers with carefully handcrafted products. Their coffee master, Jay Isaias, only selects the top 1% of Arabica beans from the world's best growing regions, giving customers the best quality product every time. Whether you're looking for a dark roast to liven up your day or a soothing tea to relax into the night, The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has it all. Click the link in our show notes today to access an exclusive offer and get sipping.